An antibiotic used to treat a rare lung disease could soon be giving relief to asthmatics. In a trial of the drug in the New South Wales Hunter Valley, patients found their asthma attacks were reduced by about 40%. Samantha Donovan reports.
Asthma sufferer Ron Logan likes to swim. His form's improved since he went on a trial of the antibiotic azithromycin.
Over the course of a month, I went from 24, 26 laps to about 40 laps. So it was quite a observable improvement in my breathing and that helped me do more laps when I was swimming. Whereas before I was taking maybe 8 to 10 puffs of Ventolin a day, I'm down to one in the morning and one in the night.
Professor Peter Gibson from the Hunter Medical Research Institute led the drug trial.
Azithromycin is an antibiotic. It's been around for some time for short-term use for infections, but it has additional properties at reducing inflammation. And it was that aspect that we capitalised on in designing this study.
What gave you the inkling that there may be that link?
We'd identified that not all asthma is the same and that there were different patterns of inflammation. So there's the typical allergic pattern, but we found that many people had a different type, so a non-allergic pattern, and we wondered if that might have been infection-related. And then we also saw similarities between this type of airway disease and a rare disease that occurs in the Japanese population. The thing about that disease is that it responds to drugs like azithromycin. So we thought, okay, well, could we use azithromycin for more troublesome asthma?
How did the trial work?
We recruited people with fairly significant asthma, so that means they were still bothered by their asthma even though they were on optimal puffers. So they had quite significant disease. And then because it was a true treatment test, we had to give half the people azithromycin and half the people placebo. They took the tablets three times a week for a year, and we monitored their quality of life, the frequency of their lung attacks and their symptoms. And what we found was that all three of those things improved. And perhaps the most significant finding was the reduction in severe asthma attacks.
So what is the drug actually doing to the lungs?
We don't know exactly. We have some ideas that what it might be doing is possibly reducing mucus or reducing the propensity to get viral-induced exacerbations or viral-induced asthma attacks. That's probably our best guess at the moment, but we couldn't prove that in the study.
This drug is an antibiotic, though, and as we know, people build up resistance to antibiotics. So is that likely to stop this drug from working effectively long-term?
No. So we gave it long-term. 1 year of antibiotics is a long time, and we put a lot of effort into measuring resistance, looking for were people getting more severe infections, for example. The general use of things like this would be discouraged. So the use needs to be targeted to the right sort of type of asthma and the more severe end of the spectrum. We didn't find that any increase in infections in the people who took the drug. In fact, they got fewer respiratory infections. So there wasn't a signal that these people were being harmed by this treatment.
Azithromycin is already approved for other purposes in Australia, and Professor Peter Gibson is optimistic its registration could be extended to include the treatment of chronic asthma in the near future.
Samantha Donovan.